Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a precious opportunity for us to take time out to listen to the Bible and to hear what God has to say to us. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. The Lord had said to Abraham, "Leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you." I wonder what your life looks like at the moment. I would guess that for many of us, there are plenty of aspects of our lives that suit us really well. Life isn't perfect, and we could easily come up with some suggested improvements, but the thought of it all changing completely would come as quite a shock. Well, if that's true for us, imagine how much greater the challenge would have been for Abraham. We'd be able to reach out for our computers and find out information about the wider world, but not Abraham. God was taking him away from the security of his home and leading him on the most incredible adventure into a land of which he knew nothing. And there's another interesting detail. Abraham is 75. There's nothing wrong with being 75, but most people consider that it's hardly the time of life when you're expecting to go on a daring adventure. One would assume that that would be left to younger people. But that's not how God works. Living the life of faith is one long adventure, and whatever your age, you need to be ready for change because that's how God works. The writer to the Hebrews uses the example of Abraham as an illustration of faith. He reflects that Abraham went out not knowing where he was going. By normal standards, that sounds extremely foolish. Leaving home without having a clue about the destination sounds ridiculous. But Abraham was a man of faith, and he knew that following God's will was the wisest possible course of action. Abraham was willing to head out into the unknown together with his family and cattle for the simple reason that he trusted God. And the truth is that thousands of years later, God works in exactly the same way today. He may ask you to do something which appears completely crazy by human standards, but if he's truly calling you, then it will always be the best way. Let's pray together. Loving Father, thank you that you still call people to live by faith today. Help us to be willing to go on an adventure with you. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll have a great day and will join me for Be Still and Know every weekday here on Premiere.